Cut Bait Fishing, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. When I was a young kid doing house projects around the house with my father, and he wanted the project finished as soon as possible, he would say to me, "Chop chop, small world." I ran across an article in Field and Stream called Chop Chop, so I called editor-in-chief of Field and Stream, Colin Kearns, and asked him about it.
Chop chop, yeah. My dad used to say the same thing, coincidentally. So Chop Chop is a story about cut baits. And what a cut bait is you catch some bait fish. It could be all sorts of things, whether it's a carp or bunker or a bluegill, and you cut it up. You cut it into thirds or you cut it in half, and you're just essentially putting a big hunk of dead chopped up fish onto a hook and then throwing it out there. Now, there's a lot more nuance than I'm describing it, and you can read that in the magazine, exactly how to rig these things. But what you're doing is you're just throwing a big hunk of fish out to big fish like gator gar, redfish, striped bass. What's great about these baits is that they release a lot of scent into the water, a good blood trail, and they attract fish from far ways away. And they're really, really effective for catching fish.
And by the way, you can read Field and Stream online for free. FieldandStream.com. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.